From Australia to Uganda, Japan, and hundreds of other countries all over the world, students are marching together in solidarity at school strikes for climate change. People also call it Fridays for Future. Later this morning, many will converge on Confederation Building in St. John's. Two of the organizers of the event join me live in the studio this morning. Welcome to Sarah Dunphy and Erin Lee. Nice to see you, ladies. Thanks
Hello.
For coming in.
Thank you for having us.
So here we are in an election. I'll throw this out to both of you. Politicians are talking about everything under the sun. What do you make of what they're saying regarding climate change?
Well, I think that we definitely have heard from everyone. They've mentioned something to do with climate change, so it's good that it's on people's radar, but we really haven't seen any effective sort of really campaigning around climate change. It hasn't been central in people's platforms, which is unfortunate.
Erin, do you think that's because this message is a tough sell in an oil-producing province?
It definitely is, and it can sometimes be controversial. But we're very excited today to have members from a representative from each party speak on behalf of their direct action they're going to take towards climate change. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be really exciting to hear what they have to say, especially to speak in front of an audience of youth right before the election, because so many of us are voting this year. So that's very important.
And it'd be nice to hear some direct answers about actual measures versus just acknowledge the fact that they take it serious. In this province, it's basically just some tax on your gas. What else would you like to see done?
Well, we one of the main asks that we have today is that our government actually put in place a climate emergency, state of emergency, and we've seen that in the UK. Ireland released one this morning, and we really think that that's the best way to let the public know that this is important and also hold the governments accountable.
This is your second march. We had a couple of organizers in for the first march. What were the numbers like, and do you think their numbers are going to grow today?
Well, on March 24th, we had our first strike. That was actually a deep strike. So that was an international strike that happened all over the world. And there was over 1.6 billion strikers that took part. But at our specific event, we didn't take an exact count, but through a rough head count, we had about 300 to 400 people. And today we are definitely hoping to reach those numbers and exceed those numbers. So we're hoping for a good turnout. The weather might be a little off-putting, but we're hoping everyone will come out all the same.
But there's something symbolic about erratic weather and these marches.
Right. Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, and we are so, you know, susceptible to weather changes here in Newfoundland, and we notice all the time we're having snow in May. That's a good example. But, I mean, all of these erratic weather patterns are definitely due to climate change.
What I find fascinating about the climate change discussion is that it's going to be, if successful, driven by youth. I mean, we look at Greta Thunberg from Sweden and what she's been able to achieve and to strike this sort of solidarity around the world. Do you think that people are taking your voices seriously, given the fact that you are a youth?
I hope that they are. I think the youth, definitely here in St. John's and all over the world, have a very clear understanding of climate change, and there's still so much more to learn. But hopefully we are reaching out to older demographics and informing all adults, and because it is definitely a newer topic that has risen above. So we are hoping to reach out to more people.
Yeah. What sort of things are both of you doing to curb your own carbon footprint?
Well, I know that single-use plastics is a huge thing that we've been trying to avoid. I know with the bag ban, which is a great thing our government put in place. Carpooling, you know, at all of our meetings, I take my car and pick up everyone. And things like that. I mean, what you do personally is very, very important, but we're starting to realize through this movement that it's more than that, right? It's policy change. Governments need to be on board for this as well.
Yeah. A good place to see if you're being heard is right in your own school. You know, so do you think the school and the administrators and the teachers are on side with your point of view, and they've taken their own steps, whether it be for their school themselves or back in their own homes?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, this isn't a school-sponsored activity because we are skipping class to do this protest. But I have no doubt that our teachers, and a lot of them have expressed that they're very supportive and they're really proud of the initiative that we've taken upon ourselves. And we're really happy about that. And a lot of schools have been very supportive about it. And we're hoping to just further that.
It's cool to be part of a global movement.
It really
is. It gives it a little bit more significance, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It feels like it's almost more important. You know, like we know we're doing this, and there will be people today doing it in France and Germany, all around the world, and that's really impactful. Yeah.
Let's hope that more and more people of all ages across the country wrap their mind around this, because, you know, it's one thing for a provincial election, but a lot of the tale will be told on the federal campaign trail, mm-hmm. where it becomes more contentious, more political than it is scientific. Anything else you'd like to say to the listeners who might be interested in joining you this morning?
Well, we are hosting our event today from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, and we're going to meet at the Mun Clock Tower at 10 a.m., and then we're all going to walk together to the Confederation Building, and there we're going to have performances, chants, speeches.
Yep, you get to hear from your politicians, and we encourage anyone of any age to come. It's a student-run movement, but we'd love to see people of all ages
come. Do you know which politicians are going to be there today?
Well, we have confirmed that the leader of the NDP will be speaking.
Okay.
And in terms of the other parties, I do not believe they're sending their leaders, but I think we have MPs from all of the groups.
Well, let's hope so. So nice to meet you both. Good luck with your event
today.
Thank you very much.
That's Sarah Dunphy and Aaron Lee, and they'll be participating in the Fridays for the Future, a strike talking about climate change.